Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another News and Focus program. It is Sunday, May 11th, 2014. It is Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there. Brothers yanked by HGTV respond, quote, "If our faith costs us a TV show, then so be it," end quote. This is coming to us from Deadline.com. Deadline.com, and Lisa DeMorales is the TV columnist. As they were swamped with media requests for interviews, David and Jason Benham issued a statement today about HGTV's decision not to move forward with their new show, Flip It Forward, in the wake of a report issued by People for the American Way about the brothers and their father. All right. Now the article changes in tone behind the font. The first and last thought on our minds as we begin and end each day is, have we shined Christ's light today? Our faith is fundamental calling in our lives, the centerpiece of who we are. As Christians, we are called to love our fellow man. Anyone who suggests that we hate homosexuals or people of other faiths is either misinformed or lying. Over the last decade, we've sold thousands of homes with the guiding principle of producing value and breathing life into each other, into each family that has crossed our path. And we do not, nor will we ever, discriminate against people who do not share our views. We were saddened to hear HGTV's decision with all of the grotesque things that can be seen and heard on television today. You would think that there would be room for two twin brothers who are faithful to our families, committed to biblical principles, and dedicated professionals. If our faith cost us a television show, then so be it. Well, here's the reality. The world we're living in, it's not acceptable anymore. It's not okay to have a different opinion. There's only one acceptable opinion. And that acceptable opinion must be, I think the gay lifestyle is a great lifestyle. That's it. Anything less than that, anything that isn't affirming, anything that isn't reinforcing, anything that doesn't say this is more than normative, this is good, this is a good thing, anything less than that is now no longer acceptable. So we've made a giant movement in our country. In fact, I think most would say they've never seen a movement in public opinion concerning an issue as fast as this issue. In fact, when you consider how long it took us as a nation to get over the fact that two or three different groups of people, maybe 5 or 10, maybe that's a better number, different skin colors, different skin colors, and two main ones, white and black, and that took forever for our nation to get over, in spite of the fact that the moral behavior of both groups could be the same. The skin color, the overarching skin color, was such that it took a long time, and some would argue that we're not there yet, and yet, in such a short period of time, we've seen a downward slide of really record-breaking speed. And what it's coming down to is, if you're on television, you are not allowed to have an opinion that is anything less than affirming the gay lifestyle. Let's see if the article has anything more that we want to pay attention to. When HGTV announced the program just last month, it said that the twin brothers would leverage their good-natured sibling rivalry to help families find a fixer-upper and transform it into the dream home they never thought they could afford. But yesterday, HGTV announced via Twitter and Facebook, HGTV has decided not to move forward with the Benham Brothers series. That announcement came the day after People for the American Way said David Benham had led a prayer rally outside the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte, North Carolina in 2012, in which he told a conservative radio host that America's Christian majority must repent for tolerating homosexuality and its agenda that is attacking the nation and the demonic ideologies taking our universities and our public school systems. He also said his brother had joined him in the prayer protest. The group also claimed David led protests outside abortion clinics. Well, there you have it. There we have it. You spoke against the gay lifestyle. You spoke against the elitist aristocracy in the universities. And number three, you really crossed the line when you said we shouldn't kill babies. And for that, you may never appear on television ever again for the rest of your life. We will ensure that you are censored from the public arena. And HTV is an advocate for the lifestyle. An advocate for the lifestyle. And we know it's an advocate because they go out of their way to find gay couples looking for apartments. They go out of their way to find gay couples looking for homes. The percentage of shows on HTV that include gay couples is outrageous. And it's certainly greater than the reasonable expectation, or expectation is not the right word, analysis that about 4% of the nation is gay. If 4% of the shows on HGTV had gay couples, 4%, that means that you would watch 25 episodes before you find a gay couple. But that's simply not the case. Sometimes it seems it's half. Probably too high of a number. But clearly it's greater than 4% of the shows. And so my contention to you is that this network is pandering to a particular lifestyle. People for the American way, now remember, the American way is now the gay way. I mean, that's the reality. The American way is now the LGBT way. People for the American way said that one of the brothers is following in the footsteps of their father, Flip Benham, who the group said has headed the abortion clinic protest group called Operation Save America since it split from the militant anti-choice group Operation Rescue. As leader of OSA, the Benham patriarch has condemned the Interfaith Sandy Hook Memorial, has blamed the Aurora shooting on the Democratic Party, and has blamed the September 11, 2011 attacks on abortion rights. People for the American Way said that, among other things, in its report. Okay, so there you have it, folks. That's the world we're living in. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.